Hello, everyone. You're receiving this right at the beginning of the month of August. Summer is obviously going by. For lots of people around the country, including maybe you, they want it to go by. We know the heat index in so many hot spots in our country has really been hurtful and harmful. And obviously the importance of people looking out for one another, communities doing their best to serve their citizens so that they can find a place for air conditioning or for water, all important. Well, thinking about all of that, for some reason made me think about illness. Physical illness, which people can have, and maybe I'd mention even spiritual illness, not trying to tie it in directly with what's going on now, but to say, wow, when we yearn for healing, the physical is important, but in some way we may not think about it, the spiritual may be even more important. And I bring that up because also, and I may have been mentioning it, you probably get tired of me hearing it, that this coming June, I will be ordained 50 years. And one of the most important ministries of a priest or any clergy of any faith is to visit the sick and to spend time with them and to offer a sense of hope and healing. And so I've done that a lot. And a couple of things I just wanted to mention around this. First, I know that in the Catholic tradition, a lot of times I would go to the home or I would go to the hospital and maybe other family members would be there also. And obviously praying for their loved one who's ill. And when I would come in the room, they'd leave right away. Oh no, you should be with grandma by herself. And I'd ask, and a lot of times that was a good thing because maybe grandma wanted to talk about some hurts and fears. Maybe grandma in the Catholic tradition wanted to go to confession and just know that reassurance that she's totally forgiven for anything in her life. And I would do that. And then we'd be done and I'd say to grandma, I'd say, well, how do you feel about the other family members coming in and us all praying together? And they would say, that's wonderful. Oh, yes. So I asked the family members, and they were sometimes hesitant. Are you sure? Again, they didn't want to trespass on grandma and what she was feeling, what she was going through. I said, no. I said, I did mention it to her. And she said, because of her background tradition, oh, I didn't even know you could do that. She just thought of anointing as the one priest and the one person ill. And I said, no. In fact, in the scripture, too, it talks about healing and many people coming together around the person that needs healing and praying with them and for them. And I said, you know, a lot of times people in our culture, in our Catholic culture, say, well, Father, you bless people. And I know when I've done a lot of weddings and done funerals and just the other day did a baptism, I said, hey, you know what? God can work through all of us, that divine presence in each of us. And for those coming out of a Christian tradition, that Holy Spirit, we can all be part of blessing others. Parents, ideally, to bless their children. People, when they have grandma ill or somebody else, when they go to the room to pray with them or say the Our Father, and just do a little gentle blessing. Blessing, God's blessing comes through us all, and especially through community. And so I know when I talk about this one situation and many others too, when the family gets together with grandma or whoever it is, and maybe it's somebody young and that's even more difficult, but that coming together, something happens, someone happens. The Spirit works in us individually. The Spirit works in us as a communion of love, a community of love. And so I remember just one particular incident not too long ago where I talked with someone, prayed with her, and then her family was all outside in the hall, and I said, you want to come in? And they were a little bit hesitant, I think a little bit shy, a little bit uncomfortable, and tried to help them understand, because you could see they had a great love for each other. I said, what we're doing here is just proclaiming the love this family has, and know that God is at the heart of that love, and his desire to heal and bless. And so we did a prayer. And in fact, Grandma, and I knew because I'd asked her before in this case, as we wrapped up this prayer for her and for one another, I said, Grandma, is there anything you want to pray? And basically, because I told her this before and I could see she was comfortable doing it, she said, Oh, dear God, I want to pray for all my children and all my grandchildren, all my family that are here. She said, I know they're hurting and they'll miss me. And I want them to know that I'm going to a good place. I'm going to be with you, God. Let my family know that. And let my family know I'm still going to love them and pray for them. That's my prayer. Well, at that point, as we wrapped up, everybody was teary-eyed. And that whole family experienced a healing. Grandma for them, and they for grandma. And it reminds us that we can do that. We need to live in communities of hope and healing. Too often we get in communities today, and we need to do that, focused on what's wrong with the world, what do we need to deal with, now what, grumbling about something. You know, we also need to come together when we love each other and be more comfortable being a source of each other's healing, knowing Jesus works in and through us individually, in the clergy, in the church, in all of us. We have a lot of love to share with a lot of people this summer for any number of reasons are going through something, and to know somebody notices and cares and prays. Let's all do that. God bless you.